My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Rickies. Good morning. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team and get the details there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Got a three-man junk show getting you through this OLT. John Paul Flame is sitting where Jason Bishop usually sits.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. Good morning to you. And Eric Bickle is to my right.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I am good. Hope all is well with you.
Eric-Bickle-3. And I did get a message last night. Let me see here. I think I have a question for Kate.
How swole is your Venmo at this point? That's my question, and I'm not giving you $5 for it.
No, there's just no chance. It's not that swole.
Is this legal?
I don't know. It could be right on the borderline.
This is actually for Valdez.
Okay.
It's from Daniel. Does Valdez know the filet of fish comes in Old Bay every
this
once in a
while? This is Matt Valdez. I have had our great listeners alert me to the fact that there's Old Bay seasoned filet of fish. But I guess what
is
you could
like
do.
Is that like a secret menu, or is it only certain times of year?
Might be seasonal.
Yeah.
But I mean,
here in D.C.?
Probably regional, I would guess.
But yeah. any true Marylander keeps Old Bay in their center console, and they can just dump it on their filet of fish whenever they go through drive-through.
I mean, I've never heard of that. The true blue Marylander has.
Hold on, if I sent Mar down to your car right now, you could pull out Old Bay.
Yeah, yeah. Keep that thing on me.
That's a great bet. Do you also have the JO seasoning? Do you have both?
No. Because JO, well, number one, you have to get JO number two. That is the better one. Of all the JOs.
Hold on, JO has two different types of seasoning.
Yes. come on.
Hey, look, I'm a rookie compared to you when it comes to crab seasoning.
I can tell you live far from the bay.
What's the difference between JO1 and JO2?
It's a different blend of seasons.
Is it similar?
In JO2 as in JO1.
Yeah.
JO1, there's more.
Yeah.
And then JO2 is a coarser seasoning.
Okay.
The salt is bigger.
Gotcha. Yeah. Got like big salt crystals.
Yeah. Well, I would like to try that. I mean,
how hard is it to get a filet of fish, just put Old Bay on it?
I don't think I'm going to store Old Bay in my car. I got enough issues with odors and everything else in there. I don't need
it's like a fragrant.
Your car for you smells it
like
is.
Your car smells like Hooper's Crab House.
No, it's just like a little thing that's in my center console I had.
Yeah. Travel size.
Like, when was the last time you used it?
I never use it. It's just, I know it's in the center console somewhere.
All right,
it's a great
bit.
It's the same thing that I do with my crackers. And then
you have them saved in there.
I have crackers in case my car turns.
And a bottle of water.
Yes,
of
in case my car turns over and I'm stranded.
Mm-hmm. Smart
for the winter.
Yeah.
Right. Or anytime.
I mean, we've had a few times here in the last 5 years or so where people have been stranded overnight, like in their cars, and a borderline. You know, you worry about food and water.
I keep a gallon of water in my trunk, and I have a pack of crackers with Old Bay in my center console.
Right.
The water's so warm.
That would help you survive, though.
Oh, but if you're dying of thirst, it's going to taste silly.
You're not going to care if your car slipped over, nobody can find you, and you have a little tiny bottle of warm water. You're not going to care. I see you looking at me. JP is looking at me like, oh, people never flip over in their cars. They're never trapped in their cars, and people can't find them. It happens all the time.
All the time.
It's probably happening right now. People skidding off the road, driving too fast with the Debbie remnants outside.
That was hurting.
I wouldn't worry about flipping over, but I would worry about, it's happened a few times here, where we just get some unusual snow event.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's not just snow, but I also, there was a story where some person flipped their car over on a main road.
Right.
And then there's a ditch that's on the side of the road, and first responders and other people couldn't find the person because their car was flipped over in the ditch.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, JP. Right here, this story.
Not sweating it, Cakes.
I mean, what if Valdez crashes through the guardrail of the Bay Bridge and plummets into the bay?
Well, that's a whole separate issue. That's a whole separate issue.
He's going to need his water and his pack of saltines.
I'll
swim to Sandy Point.
No, at that point, he's going to need a coffin because he's dead.
You fall off the bridge, you're done. A couple years ago, though, when I almost got stuck on the GW Parkway, but I just risked it all, crossed the median and went back the other way into D.C. and somehow found my way home. After that, I was in a near panic.
Mm-hmm.
I now on keep a Slim Jim in there. That's my emergency sustenance. Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I step into a Slim Jim.
I got a little protein in there if I ever get stuck overnight.
Oh, yeah. You flip your car. You got a Slim Jim. Sorry, I'm a little fudgy. It's early. It's the first segment.
Yeah.
Look, a cured meat stick is a great idea for
being trapped in your car. Been in my car for about 2 years now.
I mean, would you rather have a Slim Jim or 10 old stale crackers? Slim Jim.
That's got a little protein to it.
Slim Jim wins.
So many preservatives.
I think it's probably good for 10 years.
That's probably
years.
Better than my crackers, yeah.
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 Snap into a traffic jam.
I think you could literally bring in a pack of Slim Jims for a year and they'd be fine.
Right. I mean, if the ice cream sandwich doesn't deteriorate, a Slim Jim.
You know what? I might want to take that back because I think I've gotten a stale Slim Jim or two.
That's true. I have gotten the kitchen. Stale ones.
Yeah, you know, put an ice cream
sandwich.
Back.
Put an ice cream sandwich in your car.
Yeah, that'll be fine. The fake ice cream sandwiches.
Solid.
Yeah. Well, didn't watch any Olympics yesterday, although I saw that our guy Quincy Mills come back from behind down the stretch and win. Kid from Bowie that goes to Bullis in the 400. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, the 400 was awesome. I want to say he was in fourth or fifth place when they took the last turn.
Yeah.
And there have been a couple Americans.
I thought he had only qualified for one of the relays. I didn't realize he'd actually qualified for the 400 on his own.
Quincy Hall.
Quincy.
Well, it was Quincy Hall who had the comeback.
Wilson.
Yeah, Quincy Wilson.
No, but Quincy Hall was the one that won.
Oh, Quincy Hall's the one that had the kick?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yes, Quincy Hall won with a personal best 43.4, which is the fourth fastest a man has ever run the 400 meters. But when they took the turn, he was in fourth place with 50 meters to go. He just kind of came out of nowhere.
Oh, so Quincy Wilson is going to lead off the 4x400
relay. Okay, so maybe I'm wrong then. Wilson is not
Friday.
The one. It's Wilson's not the one that won the 400. That's Quincy Hall.
Correct.
All right. It's Wilson's. Okay. That's because I thought he was in the relay. Okay. I'm sorry. I had it confused.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay. By the way, on a side note, could you imagine running in the track meet against Bullis and you got to face that kid that's going to the Olympics?
Yeah, no.
At 16?
No, I can't even
fathom. Take your L.
Yeah, you just like, you know what? I'm not gonna pull my hamstring today. I'm taking second here. I'm gonna ease up.
Did you see that, speaking of Olympics, the women's golf is going on right now?
Yeah.
Did you see that Charlie Hall is better because she can't smoke her ciggies on the course?
Why are they? It's like an Olympic rule or something?
I don't know.
She can in the LPGA. She does.
She does that all the time.
Yeah. It's kind of her calling card.
But isn't France a very pro-nicotine country? Don't they all do is smoke cigs in the streets?
Never been. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, it seems dumb. It's outside. You should be able to smoke a cig on a golf course if you want. I don't do it. I'll smoke a cigar occasionally, but
a heater on a golf course is a special kind of pleasure from back in the day. Now, I haven't had one in quite a while.
Mar's very pro heater on the course.
I mean, we were playing with Mike Marr a few months ago at the Purple Heart Open,
yeah,
and he was dragging on Marlboro Red heaters.
He was begging.
And it was 90 degrees outside,
yeah,
and all he wanted was a partner in crime. And I said, if it was a Marlboro Light, I might consider it. It's a Marlboro Red.
Just too strong.
I can't do it to this delicate flower of an ecosystem.
It was the turning point in our round. I mean, we were kind of falling off. We had like five holes left. Vibes were going low. Hit the heater. And then from that point on, you know, that's when I chipped in.
Yeah.
Vibes were back up.
Yeah, Mike's in. He was pounding beers. Who Marlboro introduced Reds, you to, just having a good time.
To cigs.
I feel like it's just one of those things everyone dabbles with in college a little bit.
So it was college, not high school.
Yeah. I mean, I don't smoke cigs on the regular.
Yeah.
But you're a party cig
guy. Special occasions.
Yeah, you're a bar cig guy.
Drunk cigs.
Drunk cigs. Those are drunk cigs and golf cigs are the best cigs.
Do you always have them like on standby? Like, do you go out and buy cigs when you go out?
No, we don't really crave them when we're out. Like when we're out in like Clarendon or Arlington. I mean, sometimes like we'll go back home at night at like 2 a.m.
And somebody's got a pack and you just start ripping them.
Yeah, but we don't like crave them when we're out in public.
Or you buy a pack and they're like, I think a pack of cigs is like $9 or $10. If you're buying like
damn near 10 bones.
If you're buying like premium.
With the cigs and the Zins and everything, you got a lot of stuff going on over there, bro.
Well, the Zins are always coming out with me.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going out, the Zins are in my left pocket, guaranteed.
Right. I was playing golf yesterday with my buddy, and he's normally a 3-milligram guy, but for whatever reason, he had the 6.
He went hard.
He went with the 6, and it lasted about 20 minutes. He didn't get sick or anything like that, but he had to spit it out.
Yeah, people forget,
it was too
much. That's a big jump.
It was too intense.
It's a big jump.
Oh, it's a big jump. Yeah. I jumped in the deep, and I was not ready for it.
Well, you went from 0 to 6. I went from 3 to 6.
0 to 6.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, do the 3s. You should do the 3. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm never doing them again. Right. Unless you pay me some outrageous sum of money. I can always be bought.
Right.
But I wouldn't do it willingly.
It's like if you're a kid, like your first taste of alcohol probably shouldn't be like straight tequila or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it could probably
start
be like a light beer
or a wine cooler. Okay, like right. I'm sure my first sip of alcohol was beer,
right?
And I turned my nose up at it. Then I developed a taste for wine coolers. Now this is in late high school.
Now wine coolers actually still do kind of exist.
Yeah,
they're not nearly as popular as they were when we were kids.
There's no Bartles and James from back in like the 80s and into the 90s.
No, but there's still one or two of those brands.
Sure. Like Seagram's, I think, still makes a wine cooler.
Seagram's definitely still makes a wine cooler.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you had a Surfside when you were 12?
What a gateway
That would be
alcohol.
The biggest gateway alcohol ever.
That would have been amazing.
Dude, I got to tell you, the Surfside, this is just, I mean.
Again,
I'm not,
we're promoting responsible,
of course,
21-plus drinking here. That's what we're, it's all,
the Surfside
all about.
Is all the rage. Everybody I run into,
it's
they
the
all,
hottest thing.
Everybody Ocean City, knows about it.
At Ocean City, you should have seen it. They were slinging them like M&Ms.
Honestly, Surfsides are, they're so huge.
You think I didn't reach out to Bobby Balicki and say, hey, I've run out of Surfside, and I'm about to take a trip down the ocean. I would love a shipment. He shipped me two cases.
Do you know what the hottest one out there is? They're all good, but the hottest Surfside is green tea ones.
Green tea
are the hottest things in the world.
Like, what is this sorcery? Green tea with vodka?
And it was amazing.
I haven't tried it yet. I'm saving them, EB.
It's
saving them for the trip.
Green tea is the one seed. Peach tea is the two seed.
What about the strawberry? A lot of people like the strawberry.
I don't like the strawberry. I like the, and then I like the Arnold Palmer one.
I'm a raspberry guy.
Yeah.
A raspberry lemonade guy.
But I didn't, honestly, like, they've come from like 0 to 60.
Yeah, I know. You know what the worst,
overnight.
The worst
part is. He knew that was happening. I met him before my New Year's party.
You're talking about Bobby?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he was still with his old company. Yeah. And he was about to leave for Surfside, and he gave me a sampling. He's like, hey, I'm about to leave. He was with like Modelo and Corona.
Does he even bother selling beer anymore? He's like,
no.
Beer.
And he was like, this is an up and coming company. Right. And he got on a rocket ship.
He did, yeah.
Dude, it is
good
a rocket ship.
You
know, literally everywhere I go in the country, people know about him now.
But you know what the worst part is? Is like at least High Noon and White Claw and Truly's, they got like a year run. Now they're all copying Surfside. Like Truly, High Noon, they all have non-carbonated tea alcohol drink.
It's no joke.
They're trying to.
I always thought the seltzers were overrated. I
walk
never
into
loved
Montgomery
the
County like beer and liquor stores, and the beer section has shrunk. It's all now the ready to drink, the RTD cocktails,
yes.
The ready to drinks.
Carbonation.
I look around like, where's is there any beer left?
Right.
The shelf space for beer has shrunk.
He told me then, he said, it's all about cocktails.
Yeah, it's cocktails. Yeah.
It's not about beer anymore.
Carbonation is out. No one likes carbonation.
Nobody likes bubbles.
No one likes bubbles.
Bubbles are out.
Bubbles are out.
I never liked them. I thought the seltzers were overrated.
I don't mind bubbles. I'm not going to lie. I can do either. I can do both.
No, bubbles are out.
Bubbles
out.
In 2024, out. Apparently, that's the thing.
Man, I wish I know I do reads for them and stuff. I wish I had stock in them.
Stock.
Hey, do you know how many people?
I'm buying.
Do you know how many people have asked me for a Surfside hoodie?
I know one person that asked me to get him a Surfside hoodie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He may have a bad Maryland accent. Then,
mm-hmm. I've just had a billion people come up to me and they see your Surfside on air, and they see me with mine. And they go, I need that.
Somebody was the other day was loving my head cover. Surfside head cover. It's so silly. You got to get one of those.
Mike Marr, you need to get this audio to the powers that be. Okay, you need to get this last 2 minutes, okay, clipped up and get it sent off to where
it needs
to go.
Give it to Manti. It's your account.
Yeah, this is called organic.
Yeah.
Added value. That's what this is.
You know, when I was at the grocery store in the Outer Banks, and just like for the last couple of days, I was just looking for something different. I didn't realize Arizona Iced Tea has their own.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't they jump into the fray?
Yeah, they have their own vodka-infused Arizona green tea, Arizona whatever.
Yeah, of course.
It's no Surfside.
Huh?
No Surfside.
No Surfside. I'm just saying, it's stunning, to Cakes' point, how big the section is of everybody with their flavored drinks.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is, like, those seltzers, they had like a year to run solo before everyone else copied them. Now everyone's copying Surfside. They didn't even have a whole summer before they got
copied. I saw the Surfside display. Now, I could have bought it, but of course, my high level brain was like, well, why would I come out of pocket when I have an amazing hookup? So that triggered my brain. Send a text to Bobby Belicki.
When I was in Ocean City, I brought a pack of like a variety pack for the boat.
Yeah.
Those things were done within 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Everyone going on so easy.
Everyone was grabbing them. They couldn't wait to have.
Couldn't stop.
You could literally have 10 of them. Just like it's nothing.
Again, responsible drinking.
Okay,
is what we're pitching. Right. That's our thing.
All right.
It's our mantra, EB.
Whatever you say.
All right. Coming up on an Open Line Thursday, we've got a lot to get to on the show. Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, he'll join us coming up at 7:20. And our pal Pete Haley joins us from across the pond. He is our Junks Olympic correspondent. He'll be checking in from Paris. That is at 8 o'clock. When we come back, we'll get into the Junks sports page. Don't go anywhere. We're the Junks on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.